I'm Gene DeLizio with a Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, September 19th from WOSQFM.com. The Marshfield Tiger girls golf team finished in sixth place on Thursday at a Wisconsin Valley Conference leg at Northern Bay Resort. The meet won by the Wausau East Wausau West Co-op team with a team score of 203. Wisconsin Rapids was second at 204, Stevens Point third at 206, Adams Friendship fourth at 207, D.C. Everest fifth at 209, and Marshfield in sixth place at 211. Marshfield's Lexi Ertl was the match medalist with a round of 44. Also for the Tigers, Kylie Loffenberg shot 54, Lauren Boone 56, and Maddie Bradley 57. Marshfield Tiger girls tennis team won a dual match with D.C. Everest on Thursday, 5-2. Marshfield singles winners were Lillian Griesbach, Amelia Wellens, and Isabel Jennings, and doubles wins by Audrey Lidke and Sophia Rosendich, and Jasmine Booth and Madeline Close. The Marshfield Tiger boys soccer team played Onalaska to a scoreless tie on Thursday. Marshfield goaltender Lucas Shane made 11 saves. Tiger volleyball team beat D.C. Everest on Thursday 3-1. Marshfield led by Abby Sarah with 13 kills. Delia Smith had 11 kills. Paige Schlagenhoff, 21 assists. Natalie Delaney, 13 assists. And Kaylin Zimbo, 16 digs for the Tigers. In a college sports action on Thursday, the UW lacrosse volleyball team lost to Platteville 3-2. Marshfield's Kaylin Kurth had 14 assists and 13 digs for lacrosse. Also, the UW Stevens Point soccer team shut out Ripon 4-0. Marshfield's Keegan Frederick played 59 minutes for Stevens Point but did not take a shot in that match. Marshfield Tiger football team plays a VFA contest in Schofield against D.C. Everest tonight. The game time for that contest has been altered due to the possibility of rain in central Wisconsin on Friday, and so game time Friday night is 6 p.m. Our broadcast begins Friday at 5:45 on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ, and WOSQFM.com. Chris Fisher looking forward to another season as the boys basketball coach at Marshfield High School. Now, the Tigers are known as a very good three-point shooting team, and Coach Fisher wants his players to look for that shot.
We encourage all of our guys that if they're open from the perimeter, from the three-point line, if they've caught it in rhythm, if it's a good pass, we encourage all of our guys to let it fly. We might not necessarily say that was a good shot or a bad shot. We might talk about what could have been a better option, but we encourage all of our guys, if they're open on a three-point line and they've caught the ball in rhythm, to let it fly.
Marshfield Tiger boys basketball coach Chris Fisher. And that is our Marshfield Tiger sports update for Friday, September 19th. I'm Gene DeLizio reporting for WOSQFM.com.